Electric Friends, a Gary Newman podcast, celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.
There's one song that summed up how Gary Newman was full to the brim of ideas, but wasn't your everyday pop star. It's the track Stories from his third solo album, Dance. Featuring a certain jazz mood and a jaunty electronic riff, complete with plenty of wah-jazz, it's nothing like we'd heard from Gary before, and you could argue we've never really heard anything like it since.
She's sat in the corner where it's trees moving quiet, drinking coffee with cream, thinking stories of young love. Can sit by my side, and I'll let you be friends with mine. The cafe is out, but the candle lights know she orders Beaujolais wine and says I'm part of your toe.
Gary wanted to try something different for his follow-up to Telecom, and he certainly did that. Released in 1981, Dance was the first album Newman released after his farewell concerts at Wembley Arena. Dance was his most experimental album to date, and still is, with a minimalistic style and sparse electronic sounds, and a much larger use of drum machines and percussion. With synth-pop music now mainstream by 1981, Gary made a conscious effort to try new musical areas to separate him from the pack. He was influenced by Brian Eno, Kraftwerk and Japan, and Gary even hired Japan's bass player Mick Kahn to play on the album, though, according to the liner notes, he didn't play on Stories. Lyrically, the songs on Dance were largely inspired by the imagery of authors William Burroughs and J.G. Ballard, and features Gary's own personal experiences, particularly a relationship that had turned bitter. If you listen to it now, as an experience, as one album as a whole, it's quite a relaxing experience, but not necessarily one that you could release singles from. Some fans and critics may not have loved Dance as much as his previous albums and the direction Gary took, perhaps still don't, but Stories is one of the few songs from it that has continued to return to Newman's setlists and is a definite standout from the album. Lyrically, as the song title suggests, Stories is something of a story song, where Gary tells the tale of a woman sitting in a jazzy bar. It has an air of sadness about it. While Gary doesn't spell out exactly what's going on, you can try and read between the lines. The woman is alone, though it is not known if she's waiting for someone, as there's a sense of loneliness surrounding her. She probably isn't waiting for anyone, as she's so desperate for company, she asks if the waiter would sit with her. Here's where it turns out that Gary, or the singer at least, is the waiter. As the waiter sits down with her, the woman finds herself suddenly taken aback by the man, wondering why he reminds her of someone else. The waiter's inner thoughts then reveal that the woman's presence haunts him for some reason. When she asks him where she has seen him before, he says to himself, "In thoughts I call son," heavily implying that the woman is in fact his mother. Maybe she'd given him away as a baby, perhaps?
I hear voices that cry.
Whether he knew she was coming or if it was a coincidence, it's not known. Now, whether the lyrics are a literal story or a metaphor for something else is up for debate. Hopefully we can just ask Gary one day. Whatever it's about, the song contains some of my favourite ever lyrics from Gary. Highlights for me include, "The cafe is old, but the candlelight's new. You remind me of songs that I'd rather forget. And all the things I could say are the reasons I can't." According to the liner notes, the song featured Gary on the Prophet 5 CR78 synthesizer and joined by Roger Mason on the Prophet 5 CP30 and Mick Prague on bass. Speaking about the Dance album in general, Gary said in his Revolution autobiography,
"The Dance album entered the charts at number 3 in September 1981. It was a very different animal to the things I'd done before, and I loved it. I thought I successfully changed shape and gone in a new direction, musically and visually. I had a new image based on the underground ghost, and a definite change of style musically. I remember Martin Mills from Beggar's Banquet sitting down and listening through it with me. At the end, he said, "Oh, I can't really hear a single." I knew from that, and the conversation that followed, that he didn't think it was the album I should have made. I still love that album, but the sales made it clear the fans were not so keen. Dance sold 60,000 albums in the UK, less than half of what Telecon had done, and far less than a quarter of the sales of The Pleasure Principle and Replicas. Where Telecon had been angry and full of paranoia, Dance was sad and haunting. In many ways, it was an open door into the way I was feeling at the time. Marty Mills was right. If I wanted to build momentum after Telecon, and especially after Wembley, Dance was definitely the wrong album. But as a songwriter, what can you do? You write songs based on how you feel, about your experiences, your fears, your hopes. Not every album is going to be the same, or look at things the same way. That's arguably what makes an artist interesting, but I understand why it can also mean the end of them.
So despite being released nearly a year later, Gary actually performed this song throughout his 1980 shows and telly tour. In fact, if you listen to it on the Living Ornaments 80 album, you can tell that it's still a work in progress, as some of the lyrics are totally different to what they ended up as.
Oh, what do you do? Oh, what can you say? Look at a time, things just going this way.
It wouldn't be for another 39 years that he finally performed it live again. He brought it back for his Revolution tour in 2019, which was a great surprise and a joy to see.
She sits in the corner where it's reasonably quiet, drinking coffee with cream, thinking stories of young life. Crossing the way to want you lend me some time. You can step by my side and I'll let you be friends with me. The cafe is out, but the candlelight moves you out. It pours a little wine and sets the thought of you.
A year later, during the coronavirus pandemic, Gary recorded a number of acoustic videos for fans online, one of which was a brilliant acoustic version of Stories. I'm sure I'm not the only Numenoid who would love Gary to release a full EP of acoustic versions of his songs, as Stories work so brilliantly.
I hear voices that cry, and one of them's mine. All the things I could say are the reasons I can't. She says, I've seen you before. Thoughts like a sun, like an open but sound. When the link comes undone, the waiter is me, and the woman is you. And we are the story, just like others and you.
Stories and Dance as a whole was an album I caught onto quite late as a Newman fan, and while it's not one of my absolute favourite albums, Stories most definitely sits near the top of my favourite Newman songs. There's nothing else quite like it in his catalogue. It almost has a musical quality to it. You can imagine the set and choreography on the West End stage. It also has this kind of Bowie or even Brian Ferry-esque elements to it. Comments online included Julie Scholes saying, "Fantastic track, I think it sounds better live than it does on the album, and with Gary's voice as it is now, he makes it sound even more beautiful." Marilyn Towie said, "The first song that stood out from the album all those years ago just gets to your imagination and conjures up images like a real story. To hear it live on the Revolution tour at Liverpool, I was hoping it was there on the set list because the set list changed each night, so I waited and hoped for that moment. Then Gary sat down those lights and the song began. It was beautiful and so memorable after all those years." Steve Price said, "It's an outstanding song. For me, it should have been a single release." I agree. And Simon Jealous, he posted a photo saying it's his favourite Numa song and what looks like a frame of the lyrics. And it looks really cool. And finally, my favourite comment comes from Bobby Preston. He just simply puts it like this: "Always been a standout, doesn't age, great rerun in the Prophet 5, and you listen to every word. Two chord verse, no chorus, ha-cha, doesn't count. Lyrics don't rhyme, classic not give a fuck Newman, you get it or you don't, end." Brilliant. I agree with that. So that's it for Stories. Let me know what you think of the song, and get in touch as usual. If you want to get in touch with any suggestions for future episodes and songs, any stories about Gary in general that you'd like me to read out, or just wanted to get in touch in general, email me newmanpodcast@gmail.com, or you can tweet me @newmanpodcast. Thank you very much for joining me on Electric Friends. I'll be back next time with another Newman track. You can subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts and at newmanpodcasts.com.
Electric Friends, a Gary Newman podcast, celebrating the tracks by a musical pioneer.